Greetings once again, fellow Lenten pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob coming to you on this middle Sabbath of the fifth full week of Lent. It's Wednesday. It's our 31st day of our Lenten journey together. For today's devotion, we turn back to that wonderful devotional called Jesus, Friend of My Soul by Joyce Rupp. And the devotion today is called One Who Speaks Truthfully. The scripture verse is from the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 32. That's John 8, 32. Jesus says this, "You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." Authenticity rests at the center of Jesus' virtues. Dishonesty does not reside in his personal interactions or his lessons. Jesus sought truth and gave it a voice. He was honest to the core and spoke directly when someone questioned or challenged his mission. Not once did Jesus use deception to encourage others to think well of him, or to lessen the antagonism of those who refuse to accept his presence and his message. The truth set Jesus free because he could let go of what others thought of him. He did not succumb to the ego's need of wanting to please everyone in order to be admired, nor did he inflate and exaggerate his obvious successes so he would look important. Would that our society valued this virtue of truthfulness, to be willing to stand up for what is right and commendable. Instead, honesty has become corroded with deceitfulness, false excuses, sidestepping blame, and fabricated stories. It's difficult, isn't it, to decipher who is telling the truth and who is not. And this applies not just to big issues, but to smaller ones as well, that progressively develop an established pattern of pretense. Think of how easy it is to devise an excuse for not attending a social function, to add negative comments to baseless rumors, or to cheat on financial matters. Each dishonesty of ours tears apart the moral fabric of civilization and undermines its ability to bring about good. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, Spirit of Truth, sweep through my mind and heart. Clear it from any tendency I may have to use deceptiveness for my benefit. I want to be aware of subtle dishonesty so that my words and actions are genuine. Today, I speak the truth in every situation. Amen. I hope you enjoyed that devotion today. As you have been listening all throughout this Lenten period, I hope these have been meaningful to you. And as it appears, our secluded time is going to continue at least until the end of the month, perhaps. I just hope we continue to touch each other spiritually with our hearts, with our thoughts, and with our prayers as we all move forward together toward the Easter day when Jesus rises again. And we're all there with him as new life starts all over again. Until then, I want you to look for a special Middle Sabbath service recording tonight. And after that, we'll be with you again tomorrow. And it'll be Thursday of the fifth full week of Lent. Until then, God bless you.